This is Ozarks at Large. Ozarks at Large is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studios, Jody Beznoska. She is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center. Welcome back.
Thank you.
People who listen to this segment don't know that you were ever gone, but you had a brief time away.
I did. I had a brief little visit to Colorado where I spent a few days over the weekend, and it was beautiful.
Did you come back rested?
I did. Good. I came back rested, and I came back to fabulous cooler weather. Two thumbs up for that.
In the last 24 hours, news has broken that there are big plans for the Arkansas Music Pavilion, known as the AMP, owned by Walton Arts Center.
That's right. Back in February, we purchased the AMP, and just over the past day or so, we've begun to announce what we're going to do to improve it. And it's a pretty exciting and big and impactful project.
If you're familiar with the AMP now, the stage, if you're on stage, you're looking toward the Shogun restaurant behind you. You're on pavement.
Yes, right. you're on the parking lot in the AMP.
That will change?
Yes. Actually, the biggest thing I think about the new AMP is that this is going to be a permanent space. Right now, the tent that has served as the AMP for the past 5 years has, you know, comes up, it comes down, the chairs get moved, they get put away for the winter. But the new renovations that we're going to do will be making it a permanent venue. So in some ways, what we'll basically be doing is taking the orientation of the current AMP and rotating it about 90 degrees and moving it back into that grassy area behind where the current AMP is right now. So basically, the whole thing will move off the parking lot and into the grass, and we'll regrade that lawn, and we'll install permanent seating and a new stage and permanent restrooms and concessions, and basically turn it from a temporary thing that goes up on a parking lot into an actual destination where you could see a concert.
I know you're not the person who books shows there, that Brian Crown helps do that, but will this help get some people that might not have gone to the AMP in previous summers?
Absolutely. I think there are two reasons why it will help do that. One of them is that the amenities of this particular renovation are just going to be so much better than what the current AMP is. All of the permanent fixtures I mentioned, plus we're going to do a lot of renovation to the backstage area, improving the stage, adding a green room and dressing rooms and permanent restrooms for the visiting artists, plus a better place for them to load their equipment. There'll be a sort of entry and exit way that they can bring their trucks in. So all of that will be much, much easier and much more accommodating for an artist. The other piece of it, though, will be because it's going to have it could have up to 6,400 people in the venue. It means that you can scale the house differently. It means that you can potentially make more revenue on some shows, which will make some of those more expensive, higher level acts easier for us to acquire.
$4 million, the price tag?
That's the basic price tag at this point. It's a combination of private fundraising and also using a construction loan and cash reserves that Walton Arts Center has on hand. So it's all coming together right now. We're getting all of that fundraising and all of that financing put together.
When will this all be taking place?
Well, the hope is that we begin construction very soon, within the next month or month and a half, and we build over the winter, and we're ready to go in the spring, early summer of 2012.
Wow.
Pretty ambitious and pretty exciting thing for both for Walton Arts Center and the AMP, but I think also for Fayetteville and the region, because it's building us the kind of permanent outdoor wonderful sort of experience that is going to allow us to become a stop on those summer music tours. So it's a pretty exciting thing for everybody, and we're just thrilled at how the community is embracing it, and I think it's going to be a fun process to watch it change and watch it get better.
Okay, so that will be done in 2012. Let's talk a little bit about what's
coming up in the next, you know,
couple weeks.
Yeah, sure. Well, right now, the Theater Squared's first show of their season is running the Boing Boing, and everything I am reading is that this is a fantastic, funny, fast-paced, farce that is really capturing audiences. So we're very excited for this and very excited that the show is here and that T2 has got their sixth season kicking off. That actually runs through the 25th of September. So there's lots of chances for you to see that show. And remember, this one is in the Nadine Baum Studios, which is a small theater. So there's only about 170, 180 people sitting in there. So you're going to be up close. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to get away from the antics of this particular show. And so Friday, tomorrow, Huey Lewis and the News will be performing in our parking lot.
That's a free concert.
Free concert, open to anyone. And it's going to be rocking, I'm sure. There, I have a secret confession. They were the first band I ever saw in concert with my parents, actually, when I was a little 12 or 13-year-old. So that was, I'm pretty excited for that. And then next Friday, we have James Galea, the Australian magician in Star Theater. His show's at 8 o'clock. And as of right now, it's sold out.
Oh, that's good news.
That's great news.
Well, that's great. Yes, if you're the venue, that's great news. If you're someone who had been waiting to get tickets.
Yeah. But what I'll say with that is what I say whenever there is a sold-out show, which is, often tickets come available at the last minute or somebody turns a ticket back. So if you really want to see James Galea, you can go to the box office. You can get on standby and, you know, they will do their best to try to get people in. Then Monday, the 19th, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, also known as SONA, will have their first concert of the season.
I talk to Paul Haas tomorrow on Ozarks at Large.
Just Paul is great. And anyone who's listening will get a chance to hear his vision about how he puts his show together, what he wants SONA to be. And he's going to give you a great concert. He ended the concert back in March by playing the Razorback Fight song. So how can you not love a conductor mm-hmm. who does that? So that will be on the 19th. That's Monday. And then we move into the end of September. Some of you may have been hoping to go see Loretta Lynn on the 23rd, including you.
I have tickets.
But unfortunately, she has had knee surgery. And everything we hear is that the knee surgery went really well, but she's in recovery and it's taking longer than normal to recover. So her date has been moved to February. So she will still be playing here. And if you did buy Loretta Lynn tickets, you don't need to worry. We're basically just going to send you the proper date because the tickets haven't actually been mailed out yet. And then at the end of the month, we will have a couple of concerts out at the Amp in partnership with Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, Candlebox on the 29th, and Jamie Johnson on the 30th. And then we were into October. There's going to be a lot of wonderful programming going on in October. The first one that I'm really excited about is the Martha Graham Dance Company on the 6th. And this company has been here before, but we think kind of it's our 20th anniversary. It's pretty great to have an iconic dance company like Martha Graham Company with us. And they're going to be doing Appalachian Spring, which is their sort of Martha Graham signature work. It's set to music by Aaron Copland. And what's going to be great about the whole performance is that it's not just going to be come to the theater, sit and watch dance. There's going to be a person there, the executive director of the Martha Graham Company is going to sort of narrate us through this evening of dance and explain to us and sort of give us more background on how Martha Graham's influence on the dance world has evolved over the years and how her style and her aesthetic have influenced new choreographers and how the pieces that she's choreographed sort of resonate with the American idea and the American spirit. So it's going to be a really entertaining and educational night. And that's October 6th. So it's a little bit ways off, but if you want to get good seats towards the center, I'd get them now.
No moss growing over there.
No.
Okay.
No, we're keeping busy, but it's a really exciting time for the arts. For all of us, you know, with the success of Theater Squared and SONA relaunching their season and this going on at the Amp and Crystal Bridge is coming on. It's just, if you are an art lover, it's a good time to be in Northwest Arkansas.
Jody, thanks.
Thank you.